Yeah, it was a very nice phone call to get from Andre Lemanis to tell me I was in the team, and one that in a way was a little bit unexpected. But in saying that, I've always had ambitions to play for Australia, but now that I'm 30, I'll probably put that on the back burner with guys like Paddy Mills, Dellavedova and Dante Exum, three guys in the NBA that play the same position as me. And unfortunately, Paddy isn't available for this, and his unfortunate situation opens up a spot for me, and I'm more than happy to take it.
You've had plenty of frustrations, haven't you? I mean, missing out Olympics and World Championships. Does this make things a little bit nicer?
Yeah, I mean, ever since the 92 Olympics, when I saw the Dream Team and the Boomers, all those guys playing, I dreamt of being an Olympian. So getting cut from that squad, being one of the last two cut, really impacted me mentally. But I still had ambitions to continue playing for the Boomers and to be back in the team now. It's amazing. And the last time I played with Bogut for an Australian team, we won a World Championship. So I don't want to put too much pressure on ourselves. And that was under 20s. But it'd be nice to be in the team with guys I went to the Institute with and grew up playing alongside.
Is it nice to get involved with, obviously, the calibre of Australian players at the moment is probably as good as it's ever been. And, guys like Deli and Dante and Andrew Bogut you mentioned. Is it nice to be able to get in camp and mix it with NBA players?
Yeah, I can't wait. In particular, with this year where we had Andrew Bogut playing for the Warriors, Dellavedova with the Cavs, they played in the NBA Finals, so it'll be good to hear their stories. And yeah, we've gone different ways since living together in Canberra, and can't wait to catch up with guys like the four guys in the NBA, but also Brad Newley and some other guys I played with when I was 17 years old.
Were you surprised at the impact that Dellavedova had in that series?
Not at all. And all the criticism he copped for diving on the loose basketball and someone got injured, or the aggressive nature in which he plays, that's why we love him in the Australian team. He plays hard, he's a possession winner, and he goes after every loose ball. Traits that aren't appreciated by some in the NBA, but you've got LeBron James, the best player in the world, sticking up for him, saying I'll play alongside him every day of the week with his hustle and his intensity. And I'm looking forward to seeing that in a green and gold jersey.
Your style is similar to Deli. Do you think... have you been inspired a little bit by that and think, well, I can do a similar sort of thing on the international stage?
Yeah, I love the way he plays, and if I can take a bit of his game and carry over my style of basketball with the aggressiveness, and hopefully it goes a long way to us beating New Zealand and qualifying for the Olympics next year. And that's the end goal. We have games against Lithuania and Slovenia, but overall it's those two games against New Zealand that matter.
And they look pretty good, New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. You've got two Webster boys, some guys returning from Europe. They got Adams returning from playing, the last 2 years in the NBA. So it'd be great seeing, Andrew Bogut, our NBA centre, versus their NBA centre. And hopefully I'm the guy that's on the court alongside them.
It's nice to have Andrew back in the side. Obviously, it's been a long time since he's played for the Boomers.
Yeah, it has. The 6 or 7 years I was involved with the campaign, unfortunately, he was ruled out through injuries. But to have Bogut, who I still consider our best player in Australia, suiting up and making himself eligible for next Olympics is going to be amazing. And the perk of it is we've actually got a training camp in Croatia starting next week, so I'll fly out to where he owns an apartment. I think he might have had a bit to do to getting the Boomers over there. I offered to have the team come to Gloucester in country New South Wales, but they said no. So off to Croatia and get to see where Bogut calls home in the off-season.
Dave, obviously, great call-up for the Boomers, but is there an aspiration for 2016 Olympics as well?
Yeah, definitely. In saying that, again, I know where I stand in the pecking order with those three-point guards in the NBA. But, like all sports, there's always injuries in basketball. If you have one good season, maybe it does enough to impress Andre. So I'll do all I can to help the Wildcats first and foremost. And if that call up to the Boomers, then I wouldn't say no, especially for the Olympics.
What would something like that mean to you, obviously, given your pride issue, which you spoke about earlier as well?
Oh, to be honest, if I get the phone call in 12 months' time saying I'm in the Olympic team, I recently got married, but I think Britt would understand if I said it would be the best day of my life. So I'll just wait till then.
Damien, do you think it's purely injuries come, in terms of you playing in the Olympics next year, or is there something you can do during this series to get you up more?
No, I think if you show enough when you represent Australia, then you're always going to put your hand up for a selection. There are three guys that in that one position are ahead of me, but in saying that, if you can show that you can knock down shots, play defence, go in a specialist role, then there's always going to be a position with 12 spots up for grabs. So even if those three guys are healthy, hopefully I can have a good enough season to still push for a selection somewhere on the team.
You just got married, so you haven't let yourself go, have you, like us married men?
I got the call from Andre, and it was actually raining, so I pulled over and jumped out and went for a run. I thought, I've been on honeymoon for 5 weeks, I better get in shape. But the guys here at the club have been fantastic. The weights coach in particular has been opening the door and helping out with their extra conditioning. So, yeah, we've got another week until we jump on the plane, and then 2 weeks with the boys before the Oceania series starts. And I'm confident that'll be enough to get in game shape.